Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So we want to thank everybody for subscribing to the Steve Jones Show podcast. Our podcast numbers continue to increase. And one way you can do that, you go to either Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play, and when you subscribe, you will get the show delivered right to your smartphone or tablet. And if you want to go back and listen to some prior shows, we got 3 months of shows archived on the podcast page at stevejonesshow.com. That's simple. All right, so once we're done with the show tonight, we've got some Shikellamy sports coverage, and you can take your pick. We've got basketball, Shikellamy at Jersey Shore tonight. Kevin and the Chief will be on at 7:09. That will be on 10:70 a.m. And if you want to catch Shikellamy Braves wrestling from the Phil Lockhoff Gym, the Fieldhouse, Shikellamy Williamsport tonight. Steve Williams will be on at 7 on WKOK.com. All right, so go to the .com tonight for the wrestling, yeah. And go to 10:70 a.m. tonight for Kevin and the Chief. Braves and Bulldogs.
Go, Chief, go.
Yes, go, Chief.
Chief always enjoys coming on the show before a game.
He certainly does. Yes, certainly does.
You want to know why? The only time during the broadcast day he gets to talk. All right, so, I mean, well, funny.
And I remember during the first snowfall of the season, a month or so back, he just called up on the fly.
He's a great guy.
He's awesome.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Dave's a great guy. He really is. So, again, tonight, 7:09, Shikellamy at Jersey Shore. Boy, they do not like the suit up at Jersey Shore.
I know. Another road trip.
Seriously, you look back. I mean, some of the disparaging things he said about Jersey Shore football over the years. Holy moly. Yeah, he made it seem like it was going to be a walkover game. He talked about how inconsistent the program is. And ever since he said that, they've done nothing but win.
Santino's, Shore Diner, Ty Dotton Inn. Can't get into any of those places for pregame.
They won't,
no.
They won't serve them.
Uh-uh.
Ooh. I mean, even the local McDonald's. No. And they'll serve anybody.
You stay out on Allegheny Street. We'll bring the food to you. And keep the motor running.
Look, if you could do that, it'd be great. If you could send Dave in, that'd be even better. Okay, now Le'Veon Bell says that if he's franchise tagged again, he might sit out the entire 2018 season.
Nah, that'll drive him crazy. No.
All right, now listen to here are the big headlines of the day. Okay, Damian Lillard in Chris Paul's face over garbage time hoop. Who cares?
Exactly.
LeBron not yet thinking of retirement. So what? Let's see. LeBron and Curry new leaders in All-Star voting. All-Star games are an irrelevant exhibition. So what? Now, the other three are actually serious stories. Minka Fitzpatrick and Harrison are both going to leave Alabama. 2 of 5 now, they're going to go to the NFL draft. Fitzpatrick might be one of the top 5 picks of the draft. Army files challenge to Golden Knights' name. Now, we talked about that in this show before. This is the Vegas Golden Knights, the NHL team. We've talked about that before when they were going through the name on... for the Vegas team, we talked about this. that they had gone through to find out what they could and couldn't do. They wanted to actually be called the Black Knights originally, and they didn't because of Army. Well, there's a group of paratroopers. Called the Golden Knights, and that's what they're suing over. I'm like, oh, really? They also, the color scheme, too, was like, too close to armies or something. Whatever. I didn't know you patented your color scheme. And let's see. And the other one, then, the Bell part, that he might sit out or retire if tagged, if franchise tagged again. Look, he got franchise tagged to the tune of $12 million this year. He did not take a vow of poverty to get franchise tagged. Right? Did not take a vow of poverty. Now, this is obviously on his part a negotiating ploy. So I understand that. So I don't take this stuff that seriously because it's a negotiating ploy. In other words, you know, you go in there and say, look, I'd like $20 million. They offer you $16. You figure out a way to get to somewhere about $18 when it's all said and done. Well, this is what he's doing. He's 25 years of age, first team All-Pro. He had a, you know, he had a really good year. He got $12.1 million for the franchise tag this year. If he's franchise tagged next year, it goes to $14.5 million. Just get the numbers straight, exactly where we want them. I'm not going to settle for anything. I know what I do and what I bring to the table. I'm not going out here and getting the ball 400 times if I'm not getting what I feel I'm valued at. Now, it certainly would help his case if he could play a whole season. This year, 1,291 yards rushing. Brilliant. 85 catches. He's like another wideout out there for 655 yards. His career average of 129 yards per game from scrimmage, one of the best ever for an NFL player in his first 5 years. He says if he sat out 2018, he would be done with football. That is until you get to September of 2018 and there's no check. Huh. Ooh. Last July, Bell turned down a long-term contract worth up to $30 million in the first 2 years because he felt the team didn't value his full skill set. He said, value me. See, this is hard for people to relate to. He got $12.1 million, which he didn't negotiate. It's just the number that was assigned. And say he's franchised next year, he's going to get over 14. Well, I'm sorry. To somebody driving right now on Route 15 between Bucknell and Shamokin Dam right now, you're in the car going, hey, value me. I'll take that money. He's a great player, great athlete. You would think at some point they can negotiate something. See, I don't necessarily care about the money aspect of it. I just want to be valued where I'm at. If I'm playing this game, I want to set standards for all the other running backs behind me, like Todd Gurley, Zeke Elliott, and Melvin Gordon, guys like that. I'm the guy they kind of look to, kind of look at. Feel I can do that. I'm going to be in a position where I can do that, and I'm going to do it. Now, he's a better all-around back than all of them, including Gurley. Gurley's actually a pretty good running back out of the backfield. But Gurley and Elliott are very much like traditional running backs where they float out of the backfield and make a play. I remember Jack Ham was talking, was interviewed for an article this summer in which he talked about Bell as a receiver, how he runs legitimate routes. And naturally, of course, you know, I read the article, then they had the comments section. Not exactly a Mensa convention on the comments section. You could tell there were a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans that were upset that Jack didn't think that Elliott was the best all-around running back. Well, as a linebacker, he can tell you right now which guys run legitimate routes and which ones float. If you float, you're easier to cover. If you run legitimate routes, you're really hard to cover. And that's what he was talking about with Bell. But again, you didn't have exactly in the comments section what you would consider to be an intellectual skill set. I upset your fantasy team's not doing well? There you go, sport. He knows more than you do. A lot more than you do. But that's okay. Under some anonymous name, you can post in the comments section. Welcome to 2018 in the world of sports.
Some reason there's more people out there. They turn brave in front of a keyboard, or if they're at home with the doors locked.
Oh, they've got guts beyond words. They're the smartest person on the planet when it comes time to get on the old keyboard. Goodness gracious, anybody do any research? Well, that's too hard. So Shikellamy Jersey Shore tonight. And Steve Williams has wrestling on WKOK.com tonight, right? They've got Williamsport.
Big 7 duel tonight.
No, they just have to wrestle one team, not 7. No, I'm just kidding.
Saw what you did.
That's coming up tonight. So, I mean, you're a Steeler fan. When you see Bell getting $12 million and getting upset, what do you think?
He deserves every penny. It's tough. You don't want to see him jump ship. I just don't see him sitting for a whole year. I think he'd be, once you get out of training camp and 10 days before week one, you're chomping at the bit to get out there and at least, you know, tackle someone across from you, even though if it's a teammate or not. But that's the thing. 16 weeks. Can he last all 16 weeks?
My biggest negative is that a couple of years, the biggest reason he didn't make 16 weeks was because of himself. You know, so if you're going to say value me, one of the areas where I would sit down and look at them, I said, well, number one, he has to value himself, doesn't he? You know, value us, value your teammates, value yourself. Be there all 16 weeks. Now, if you get hurt, we understand that. Injury's an injury. But he's had a couple of years where it's been self-inflicted. That's the problem I have with him. If you're hurt, you're hurt. Like when the Steelers lost the playoff game to the Ravens. Bell was hurt, couldn't play. Now, what's Bell played now? 2 playoff games in his career? Is it 2?
2 or 3, right?
1.5?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, he opted out of the Patriots game last year. Right? So. That's what I got to look at. I got to look at that. It wasn't as if the Steelers went into the tank last year with D'Angelo Williams, right? Or 2 years ago. He is a great patient running back. He is a great receiver out of the backfield because he runs legitimate routes. And he is terrific when it comes to blitz pickup. I mean, he is a complete all-around back. He is the best complete all-around back in the NFL. Right?
Just the patience. Stated. Just the patience that he has. Just that extra hesitation. And you just think, well, sooner or later, how many Steeler fans would go, move, run? But he's just waiting for that right shot to burst and go.
mean, he's the best all-around back in the NFL right now. But again, the problem with Le'Veon Bell has been is that there have been a couple seasons where he's the reason he was out, not because of the game. That's the problem. I mean, I'd have to say to him, hey, look, value yourself, value your team, and value the franchise, too. We'll value you, but you got to value it, too. You got to be one of the team leaders here. And Dick and Milton. Hi, Dick.
I'll just make this quick because I'm on Route 45 heading to State College to stay overnight. We're going to Ann Arbor tomorrow morning and then on to East Lansing on Sunday for Penn State Wrestling on the Met bus, fan bus.
Very nice.
Road trip. Love it.
Well, we'll see. The weather's not conducive to doing anything except maybe staying home by a fire. We'll find out.
Yes.
Fortunately, it's a fully combusted. If somebody else is driving it, not me. I'm just getting on and riding.
Well, yeah, be safe on that thing because you're going to be going west, and by going west, you're going into it, and it's going to be colder and snowier.
Right, I understand that, and I'm a little bit concerned. But you know what? They're going to wrestle whether I'm there or not, so I guess we'll just go, and hopefully we get in and out. And it's on the Big Ten Network tomorrow night, and Michigan's really good, and Penn State obviously is who they are, so... I just thought I'd mention that as another sport.
Well, everybody mentions it all the time, Dick. I hear about wrestling all the time, and they're also on the road this weekend. That's one of the reasons why it's not talked about as much. If they're home this weekend, like where they were with Indiana in December and so forth. Yeah, but the fact turns out that the sports that are home this weekend are men's basketball, hockey twice. And fencing has their only home meet. And oh, by the way, and women's gymnastics, they have Nebraska. So those are the ones that are home this week.
Activity in State College then.
Yeah, so if you don't want to get on the bus, Dick, maybe want to hang at State College. I think there's a lot for you to do.
we'll see. As I say, we're going to they wrestle tomorrow night and Sunday, and hopefully they'll do well. We'll find out. Okay, thanks, Steve. Good luck.
Hey, Dick, I want to ask you about the lineup, though. Sounds like that Cale was contemplating a couple lineup changes.
Well, they have this kid that's about 25. I don't know how old he is. He was at Boise State, and they dropped wrestling, so he stayed there in the baseball team or something. And he's on the Penn State wrestling club team or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's not the right terminology. So he's got another semester, and he's going to come out at 125. He's in school. I guess he's on the roster, and hopefully he's on the trip. We'll find out. I'm not taking anything away from the freshman that's there, but that's not a very strong spot. And the 141 wrestler, the kid that transferred in from only the Cortez kid, is walking around in a boot. So there's a good possibility. We'll find out. Maybe the elite kid from Indiana will give up his red shirt.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you know what? I think the proper terminology, I think he was on the club team. See, every sport around here, for the most part, has a club team. For example, Andrew Sell was on the club team for cross country. And he moved up to varsity and ended up, he wasn't a great scorer for them, but it was actually a great story that he did that. Hockey still has a club team here. You know, so baseball has a club team. So they got, I think that actually that is the proper terminology.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's what he was on. He might have been on one of those, they have that wrestling group that's not necessarily students anymore.
Right, okay.
It's like a wrestling training center. So training center group.
Okay, that's right. Yep.
And he might have been part of that.
Okay.
Which would be a little different. But he does have eligibility, as I say, and so there's a possibility that he's... Well, obviously, if they put him on the roster, they didn't just put him there because they need another body there that's more dependable.
Yeah, more dependable, and that maybe they can get some points out of, because they're not getting points there.
They haven't even got a win out of the kid yet.
Yeah.
So, consequently, let's say that, and if it's 141, if Cortez is not healthy and Lee gives up his red shirt, well, Hall gave up one last year in January. And Lee's one of the best kids in the country. He's really, really good. You know, do you want to give up your year right now? But by the same token, you're going to probably go all the way through to the Nationals if you do.
Right. Well, like you said, Hall did it last year, but each circumstance is different. So,
well, the only thing is that if if let's say Lee doesn't come out and doesn't give up his red shirt, he came in second down at the Southern Scuffle. He's very, very good. He's a high-profile recruit. The thing of it is, the backups there aren't at that, anywhere close to that level either. So, you know, now we're going to give up more points at 41 plus 25 if they don't fill either of those weights with better kids.
I mean, if he is physically ready and mentally ready, I think you've got to strongly consider it. Because, look, wrestling's a four-year window. Unless you've got Olympic possibilities, you aren't going anywhere else. So, you know, and Lee may have Olympic possibilities. I don't know. But if they think he's ready, I think they ought to give it a shot and do it. But they, you know, but also he has to be willing to do it.
Well, nobody knows it better than Kale does, so he'll figure it out by there, probably this weekend or soon.
Yeah, no question. You know, maybe this weekend we'll tell him a story as to what he should or shouldn't do.
Realistically, he might be as good as any coach in any one sport in the country right now.
Yeah, he's really, he's obviously really terrific. Really terrific. Very special.
The kids want to wrestle for him. So that's the story with Penn State this weekend. And we'll, Michigan will be tough. Michigan State's not very good. They'll come home either. They'll come home 2-0 no matter what. I'm sure of that. So,
I'm sure they will, but it's good that they get tested a little bit the way Lehigh tested them. I know it's kind of a mismatch on the lineup, but I think that gave, they also gave them a signal, too. They couldn't just show up either.
No, you can't do that. They found that out down at Lehigh with some backups. So anyhow, I'll let you go, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Dick, be safe, okay? You and everybody in that great bus, all right?
All right, thanks.
We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In 103 years, there's been many firsts at Sunbury Motors Ford.
But never one like this.
SMC is selling vehicles for half price. You heard right. Sunbury Motors Ford is taking up to $15,007 off their remaining 2017 vehicles. That's a savings of up to 53%. SMC is serious about moving 67 2017 cars, SUVs, and trucks. They're slashing the price on 2017 F-150s up to $14,500. Take a whopping $8,000 off all remaining 2017 Ford Escapes. Take $7,000 off all remaining 2017 Ford Edges and Explorers. Lease a 2017 Ford C-Max Energy for only $179 a month for 24 months with zero down. That's zilch, nothing, nada. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury,
to be one of 67 lucky people to save 53% on your next new vehicle.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great people there. Great inventory, but great people to deal with. It's a first-class operation all the way through. Proud to be associated with Tom and everybody at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On the show tomorrow, Matt Fortuna will join us, the national college football writer for The Athletic. And also Tyler Smith tomorrow on his book, Call for Traveling. He'll join us here in the Sunbury Motors studio, in fact. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. And there'll be a big show coming out tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. College basketball last night. Rutgers has now played Michigan State twice, and Rutgers has given Michigan State all they can handle twice. Last night's game was in East Lansing, and the game went overtime. I watched almost all of it. I kept waiting for Michigan State to put this spurt together and put it away, put it away. No, never happened. They could never shake them. Coming up tomorrow night, Penn State, Nebraska at the Jordan Center. Also tomorrow night, Penn State hockey with Ohio State at Pagula. And Saturday at Pagula. Sunday, the fencing team It's the only time they're home all year, except for Nationals. They'll be in the White Building Sunday to take on Columbia at 1 o'clock. The Fencing National Championships will actually be here at the Multisport March 22nd through the 25th. And the women's gymnastics team will have Nebraska this weekend. So there's a lot going on here. And as Dick mentioned, the wrestling team's on the road at Michigan and Michigan State. So that's all coming up on the schedule. Meanwhile, weather great here today. It is going to be really cold for the playoff games this weekend. It's going to be cold in New England on Saturday night. It's going to be cold in Philadelphia Saturday afternoon. Cold in Pittsburgh Sunday at 1. Sean will be there. The only place where it's going to be comfortable is where it's going to be the coldest. And that's Minnesota because it's indoors. Did you read the story about that if the Vikings make the Super Bowl, the logistical problems it's going to cause the NFL? I mean, I read the article. When I'm done reading the article, my first thought was, my goodness, we're making a mountain out of a molehill. Okay? You want to know what the biggest problem the NFL has with the Vikings making the Super Bowl? Not as much out-of-time money coming into the game. Let's be straight. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. I don't want to hear about the logistics. Here's one. Well, you know, the AFC team was supposed to practice at the Vikings facility, and the NFC team is supposed to practice at the University of Minnesota indoor facility. So they're going to flip them if the Vikings make it. Easily solved. Also, they want to demand that the Vikings stay at the NFC hotel. I'll tell you exactly what I would do if I was Zimmer, the head coach. I'd check in on Wednesday or whatever day they told us to check in, right? And I'd tell the players after every practice, go home. Once you're checked into the hotel, I told them to go home. Show up for every media thing and be 5 minutes early for every media thing. But go home. I don't care what the NFL says. Go home. Now, Friday night, let's get the whole team there on Friday night where everybody's there. We got meetings we got to go to. You know, we're going to treat it like a normal game week. Get in the car. Okay. In fact, if you want, you can park all your cars at Mall of America. We'll drop you off on the bus, make them think we're going to the hotel, and you can go home. I mean, seriously.
We have ways around this.
I mean, I'm reading this article, and all I'm thinking is, logistical what problem? What does it matter? No logistical problem. Home team gets 15% of the tickets. That means there'll be more people there cheering. Who cares? I don't know if they could beat New Orleans anyway. But I'm reading this article. I want to say it was on Sports Illustrated. And on SI.com.
Yeah, Coach Zimmer wouldn't have to worry about bed check for what? How many nights?
Exactly.
two or three nights.
Seriously, I would have the entire team check into the hotel and then have it be optional as to whether you stayed there. I mean, some guys might be single. They'd rather stay at the hotel. They might like room service. Some may feel that, hey, look, I don't want the distractions. I'll stay in the hotel. Some may opt to do that. Others may opt to go home. I wouldn't even think twice about that. We're going to find you. Good. Go ahead. I don't care. At the press conference, by the way, you mind if I mention I was fined for letting my players like stay with their families? You know, I mean, a quarterback has a couple of kids. I mean, it's like really weird we let him go home and see him.
Imagine that.
I mean, by the way, you want to double the fine? Fine, go ahead and double the fine. I could care less. I'll just, you know. I made some cash here. We're good. But we got logistical problems.
With what?
I don't get what the logistical problem is in any way, shape, or form, except you're not going to have as many people coming into town and spending a week there at the Super Bowl site. Tough.
Oh, there's too many hotel room openings. Oh well.
Sorry.
When was the last time that happened?
Yeah. Okay. You picked it. It's just because you picked it. Logistical problems. What logistical problems? Look, you have them stay over. Yeah, you know. Look, and again, if I'm Zimmer, I tell them Friday night, though, everybody's going to be in the hotel. Saturday, we'll do meetings at the hotel. Sunday, we'll all go from the hotel over. We'll get tickets taken care of the week before you're all set. And guess what? You know, you don't have to tell anybody. Just, okay, just go home. Relax. Enjoy your family. We're going to do it like a normal game week. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to find you. Good. You don't mind the press conference, I bring it up, do you? No, I let my defensive end go home to be with his wife and three children.
Let's just get this word out before Goodell has to speak Friday morning for his State of the Union. That would be that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
You know, it's amazing what the presence of a father means in a home. Sit there, like, by the time they're done, the NFL's in the fetal position. Look, okay, you know, but you know, if it makes you feel better, we'll all stand for the national anthem, okay? Which, by the way, the Vikings have all year. The Vikings have. They've actually been one of the teams that has all year long no issue with that. But
Pink will be singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 52.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Very good choice.
Yes, whether she'll be dangling from a rope coming down off the roof, we'll have to wait and see. That's one of her fortes at her concerts.
I know, because...
She does both at the same time, I have no clue. It's just incredible to see.
I'm trying to think what I was watching. But she did a performance while hanging in front of the JW Marriott, and it was in Los Angeles. That is the hotel we stayed in for the Rose Bowl. In fact, I think I saw my room. No, I'm just kidding. It was on that side of the hotel, though. I do know that. But, yeah.
Oh, that was, I believe, last November for the American Music Awards.
Okay. Well, I saw it.
I think it was there. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm flipping around channels. And you want to know why I stopped? I looked at the hotel and said, I think I stayed there. So I just was looking to see, all of a sudden, like, she's hanging on the side of the building. I'm like, oh, well, that's really great. Logistical nightmare. In other words, you won't have as many fans coming into town. They'll just drive in from their houses. Gee, we're sorry. You picked, excuse me, you picked it, correct? Yeah, I just want to make sure you picked it. Now, whether the Vikings can get out of this weekend, we'll see. I mean, the Saints are really good. And obviously, you're going to go in a quarterback comparison as well as Case Keenum has done this year, and he has done very well. You're still going to give the check mark to Drew Brees. But the Vikings, especially at home, they are really good. Now, they wouldn't have... Now, say they made it all the way through. They will... not have everybody in the building for them, because you know every team gets tickets, and the team that is considered to be, you know, the two teams themselves get tickets. The difference will be is that as the host, the Vikings get 15% of the tickets, plus they'd also get tickets for being the participant. Now, how many other people go out and buy tickets from other teams to go? Okay. So then you're going to have maybe two-thirds of the crowd for them, if not more. By the way, an advocacy group wants the NFL to investigate whether the Raiders violated the Rooney Rule. I still would have been hired, man. I'm the best guy out there. I mean, they went after one guy, it seems, and one guy only. Didn't seem like there was much of a process.
Though. Yeah, when you have your next guy in the bag before you fire who's your current head coach, yeah, that's going to pose a little bit of a situation.
Yeah, it doesn't help when, you know, like Gruden's doing a Raider game. I don't think Del Rio's long, man. How do you know, John? He didn't say that. We'll come back with more in a moment and wrap it up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, I'll tell you, I'm out there, it was 57 degrees today. And all I kept thinking is that we're getting fool's gold. It's going to be brutal once we get through tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a nice little payback from the, you know, being stuck in that ice box for a week or so. But you'd think by the end of this weekend, those cold temperatures are, you know, they're going to come back. I think maybe we'll be a little more ready this time since we had that long stretch of cold
weather. No, we won't. What are you talking
about? Are
you kidding me?
I'm just trying to be as positive as best I can.
I'm 60 years old. I've been ready my whole life. It still stinks. I mean, really. I grew up in New England, man. I can tell you right now, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I grew up in nor'easters and blizzards and things like that. Guess what? It's still lousy when it's this cold. But I am somebody that relishes and enjoys the change of seasons very much. I would miss parts of wintertime if I lived somewhere, you know. I mean, I was just in Arizona for, 3 days? I was just in Arizona for 3 days. And it was great being on the warmth and the sunshine, but it was also interesting walking around because the grounds of the hotel were impeccably decorated. Jack and I estimated that there must have been a million lights, we thought, on the property of this place. A million lights. Holiday lights. You know, and you can decorate all the cacti you want. Have a Christmas tree up in the center of the square. This is at the hotel. They had, great stuff. They had a couple ponds there where they had lighted decorations on the pond. So it's really, really great. But at the same time, it's still now in the evening in Arizona. And I'm used to this as well because I've done now 14 games in Arizona in my career, and most of them have been at this time of the year. Not all, but most have been. So I know it can get down to the upper 30s at night. During the day, it's 75. It was great standing out of practice for a couple of days and being in the sunshine. But there's still part of it like, okay, it's still the holiday season, whatever, and you miss, to me, I like that spring comes and things warm up and you get out and get the golf clubs going and the whole deal in the summertime with baseball here and enjoying that and the trees changing in the fall and the fact that I've decided to hire somebody to rake the leaves next year. And so and then you get the winter. I like the seasons. Now, do I like every second of every season? No, I don't want it to be 98 degrees every day. I also don't want it to be 4 every day either. But we did get fool's gold the last couple of days. And tomorrow it's going to rain now. It's supposed to rain pretty good tomorrow. Imagine if it were cold enough tomorrow. We'd have a pretty good snowstorm out of it. Now, we'll get some snow in the back end of it. I know in being in Indiana on Tuesday, I was talking with Don Fisher, their play-by-play announcer, after the game, and Don was telling me they're expecting a foot of snow in Indiana tomorrow. Now, he said, obviously Tuesday night, he said Friday. We're expecting a foot of snow in some parts of Indiana tomorrow. See, it's not going to get cold enough here quick enough for that to happen. We'll be on the backside of it. But, see, I like the seasons. Now, I also have the advantage of, let's face it. Hey, let's go out to California. Let's do the Rose Bowl. Okay, let's go to Arizona. Let's do the Fiesta Bowl. So, I do get out to warm places once in a while. Right after Thanksgiving, I was down in North Carolina. It was so 70 degrees in Raleigh the day I was there. So I do get that, obviously. You get a little reprieve here and there. No, you're not going to be in tomorrow. Chris Elio is going to be here.
Chris will be with you tomorrow. Yes, I'll be doing some other radio time on the other side of the glass over on 94KX, which, by the way, 94KX celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
Congratulations to another great station in our family.
Yep, they got a big party tomorrow night down in Northumberland, the old school jam at Front Street Station, and right. I'll be at Front Street Station tomorrow afternoon for a little doing a show live there leading up to the old school jam.
That's great.
Yes, going to be fun.
Oh,
I know they'll have lots of fun events planned throughout the year. So if you're there, just going to celebrate the 40th birthday all year long. Why not?
1978, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I believe 94.1 prior to that was a WKOK FM. And the cool thing is, if you go to WKOK.com, we have a history page. You can learn all about the history of Sunbury Broadcasting and all of our stations, how they came about.
I read it, and I think there are like 240 entries to it, and 172 of them dealt with suit. Which then allowed me to figure out very quickly who wrote it. There was one where it said I, and then it was X'd out.
So for those that are listening that love 80s and 90s music, we'll be at Front Street Station tomorrow night.
That's
94KX
great.
Old School Jam. It's just $5 to get in. $8, 8 o'clock the doors open, and then the party starts at 9. That's only $5 to get in.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
Will be fun.
Well, have a great time with that. Have a great time at the Steeler game on Sunday.
It's going to be a blast.
And bring a scarf.
I will. Yes.
Bring some gloves.
I have a terrible towel scarf. We'll have that on. Multiple T-shirts, jersey, heavy coat. We're good.
You know, Franco Harris is trying to market a whiteout towel. When we were in Arizona, he gave me one. Probably should show that to you because Franco loves the terrible towel thing. He loves it. Hey, think about that. Tell me that Myron Cope comes up with this really simple concept. It is just amazing how Steeler fans are attached to that and will not. I mean, I'm sure you have eight.
I have one that I only use on game day, but I do have more than one.
Yeah.
Hasn't been washed. Superstitious.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.